Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. We're on a series that we've been on for some weeks now called The Goodness of the Lord. If you haven't been with us, let me encourage you to go online, download the previous messages. Won't cost you anything. Or if you're here in the building, you can get a hard copy. And because of that, you have it's easy for you to get caught up with us. And how many that have heard the previous message of this series would encourage them that it would help them? They need to hear. Because what we're doing right now is building on what we've already covered. In Psalm 34 and verse 8, it says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Thank you, Lord. Verse 10 said, The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Then verse 12 gets into some detail talking about, What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? The theme of this is God is good and He has good for us. And this is how to experience good over a long lifetime. Is it true? I mean, this phrase you hear a lot in Christian circles. Is it true that God is good?
Yes.
What does that mean? Again, you have to watch that it's not just a religious phrase like, God bless you.
Amen.
God is good. What does that mean? It's one of the greatest truths we could ever realize. And it answers so many questions and will eliminate confusion. God is good. In the 119th Psalm, Psalm 119, verse 68, 119:68 said, You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The Living Bible says, You are good and do only good. Somebody say, only good.
Only good.
Now you will see this phrase in other verses in the Bible, this idea about only good. You are good and do only good. The message says, You are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. Goodness.
Amen.
I mentioned about the only good part. One place you'll see it is in Psalm 73. Psalm 73, 1. Truly God is good to Israel. But if you look at the literal translation, Young's literal, it says it like this, only good to Israel is God. God is good. He is the source of good. He does good, and He is only good. If you believe that, you will stop blaming Him for bad. Now, this is a big problem. Preachers, Christians all over the world are attributing evil to God. Now, they try to couch it in more comfortable language, but basically they're trying to tell us that all of the evil things that are happening in the world are somehow the mysterious work and plan of God. But the truth is, good comes out of good. and evil comes out of evil. Is that right? A good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. Is God good or bad?
Good.
Is He only good?
Only.
Or is He good and bad?
Only good.
I know of situations, thinking of one right now, where a teenage young man, his younger brother was killed in a tragic accident, cut down just as a boy of a few years old. And there at the funeral, standing by the casket, and the preacher is trying to explain to him that God was somehow in this tragic accident and needed another angel in the choir. And this young man, in his ignorance, he cursed and said, "If that's God, I don't want anything to do with Him." And left, and I don't know to this day if he's ever been back to church. Well, even though the minister might have meant well, he's lying to this young man.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
He's misrepresenting God.
That's right.
To this young man.
Amen.
God is not the thief.
That's right.
He's not the killer.
That's right.
He's not the stealer. He's not the destroyer.
Right.
Or is He?
No.
Come on, we need to make up our mind.
No.
Is He good?
Good.
Or bad?
Good.
Or good and bad?
Good.
I've been looking at this for a few years now, and I've spent many hours seeking Him in the Word about this. I am completely convinced God is good and only good. And all He does is good. If it was all up to God, all there would be is good. Somebody said, "What do you mean? Isn't it all up to God?" It's not. You see people get adamant sometimes when you talk, if hell ever comes up, a place of torment, a place of burning fire and eternal destruction. I've heard people get indignant and go, "Well, I thought you said He's a God of love. How can such a God send somebody to such a horrible place for eternity?" It's not His choice. Whoa, God's in control of everything. You notice this. Some people who say they don't even believe in God will turn around then and be adamant that He's in control of everything. They don't serve Him. They don't go to church. But now they want to be adamant, "Oh, God's in control of everything." Or, "I thought you said..." We didn't say it. I don't believe you see it in the Bible. I know some people think they can get it out of there.
Yeah.
But there's too many other scriptures. How many of the Word has to be rightly divided?
Amen.
If these passages don't agree with these passages, then either it's not the Word of God or you don't understand some things.
Amen.
I'm going to go with the latter.
Amen.
You don't understand some things.
Amen.
Come on, say it out loud if you believe it. God is good.
God is good.
He's all good.
He's all good.
He's only good.
He's only good.
Everything He does is good.
Everything He does is good.
You believe it?
Yes.
When you believe it, you get a revelation. God is not my problem.
Right.
Never has been.
Right.
Never will be.
Amen.
He's not withholding any good thing. From me. Didn't we just get through reading this?
Yeah.
If you follow Him and seek Him, you won't lack any good thing.
Hallelujah.
Every good gift and every complete perfect gift comes from Him. Somebody say, good, good, good. He's good, truly good, always good, only good. Put up 1 Timothy 4:4. Now you might notice we have already been over these things. I'm talking about right now. Probably at least half a dozen times. You might say, "Well, why don't you move on to some new material? Don't you have any new material?" Boy, do I. Pages and pages. Why don't you get to it? Well, why don't you get this real strong?
That's right.
And then we will.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
And it's not just because you made a note of it that you got it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Are you established in it?
Yes.
Are you fully persuaded? Because it's not just about adding information or knowledge to your mental library. That won't change your life. is what you believe enough to live by. You believe it enough to act on it. And you need to be settled and established, anchored in your soul, that somebody that comes along quoting half of a verse and don't know God and don't know what they're talking about is not going to move you away from knowing that God is good. Are you persuaded or not? Are you getting there?
Yes.
I'm going to keep waving my hands and quoting scriptures until you get there, until you are absolutely, completely convinced, fully persuaded, certain, sure, and fixed that God is good. God is only good. Always good. It says every creature of God is good. That means creation. Listen to Amplified 1 Timothy 4:4. Everything God has created is good. You believe that or not?
Yes.
Everything. The NAS says it like this. I like this way of saying it. Everything created by God is good. Everything God has created is good. Now, people get confused because they look at the world and they say, well, all that's not good. And God created everything. How can that be? I'm seeing looks across the crowd because we're right. No, isn't everything that exists, didn't God create it?
Yes.
No.
No.
That's the revelation many are missing. God created the anointed cherub.
Right. Amen.
He didn't create the devil.
Amen.
You know who created the devil?
The devil
took what God gave him as the anointed cherub and twisted it. That's what wicked means. No, wicker, furniture, wicker, it means twisted. Twisted. Took the good thing God made and twisted it into something perverse and evil and wrong. And we camped on this in the beginning of the series. Another passage said, God made man good, but he has invented many ways to be evil, one translation said. And you hear people all messed up and with all kind of distortions and sin and failure in their life, and they say, well, I can't help it. God made me this way. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. God only makes good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.